Hachette Audio presents Black Mischief, written by Evelyn Waugh, read by Michael Maloney.
Preface. Black Mischief was written after a winter spent in East and Central Africa, an account of which appeared in Remote People and now survives, abridged, in When the Going Was Good. The scene of the novel was a fanciful confusion of many territories. It was natural for people to suppose that it derived from Abyssinia, at that time the sole independent native monarchy. There are certain resemblances between Deborah Dower and the Addis Ababa of 1930. There was never the smallest resemblance between Seth and the Emperor Haile Selassie. The Arabs of Matodi never existed on the Ethiopian coast. Their model, so far as they had one, was in Zanzibar. 30 years ago, it seemed an anachronism that any part of Africa should be independent of European administration. History has not followed what then seemed its natural course. E.W. Coombe Florey, 1962. Chapter 1.
We, Seth, Emperor of Azania, Chief of the Chiefs of Sakuyu, Lord of Wonder and Tyrant of the Seas, Bachelor of the Arts of Oxford University, being in this the 24th year of our life, summoned by the wisdom of Almighty God and the unanimous voice of our people to the throne of our ancestors, do hereby proclaim...
Seth paused in his dictation and gazed out across the harbour where in the fresh breeze of early morning the last dhow was setting sail for the open sea.
"Rats," he said. "Stinking curse.